White, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, California, January 23, 1874. My dear son Clarence, I have arisen early this morn, hoping to be able to write you a letter to go out in this morning's mail. I should have written you oftener, but I have been suffering with inflammation of the eyes, which has made it impossible for me to read or write by candlelight. By being very careful, I have been able to get off my articles for reformer, instructor, and the next true missionary. This much writing has taxed my eyes so severely, I dared not indulge my desire to write even to you, my dear boy. Yesterday I brought out from my boxes the article upon the temptation of Christ and looked it over. I set Brother and Sister Van Horn to copying it for publication, so you see we have made a little progress in the direction of my next volume. I have spoken to the people here every Sabbath and one Sunday. Father reviewed a Presbyterian minister one Sunday afternoon. Your father is doing much writing. He seldom gets to bed before 11 o'clock at night. He has had none of those ill turns he used to have. He sleeps well nights. His teeth have troubled him considerably. He has had one extracted. He is cheerful, of good courage, and feels like putting his soul into his writings. He sends an article for the paper this morning. We have not been able to travel out much because of constant rains. One day we went to Brother Freeman's, took dinner with them. We went up to Brother Judson's. We both took cold from damp bedding. The going was so bad, and Brother Judson, rather incautious, broke both springs of the wagon. Brother and Sister Demick visited us day before yesterday. They spent the day with us. We enjoyed their society. Brother and Sister Van Horn, Brother and Sister Demick, and your father had a good, cheerful sing together. They brought us a 5-gallon can of peaches. Brother Judson brought us a 5-gallon can of plums. We have all the fruit we can use. Yesterday forenoon, Brethren Kellogg and Bond came to visit us. He brought us a couple of dozen eggs. Brother Morrison has visited us. He has embraced the truth since we were here before. He is an excellent man. His wife and three of his eldest children are with him in the faith. He is a man of property. He lives at Sebastopol. He has a farm at Stockton worth $18,000. He attends meetings at Santa Rosa. Elder Cornell came back from Mendocino County last week. He stayed with us several days. He reports Mendocino as a hard place. Brother Stickney and his children and one other family have embraced the truth. He met great opposition there. Brother Cornell got down his specimens, and we examined them and packed them in boxes to send to Napa County today. He says he has been collecting and has a much larger and more valuable collection than this which you have seen. Brother Stickney's brother-in-law made a most splendid cabinet to put the specimens in. We shall go to Napa as soon as the ground becomes dry enough to travel. We have had rain nearly every day since we have been here. 2 or 3 days have been pleasant, without rain. We thought we would go with our team to Napa and help Brother Cornell pack the specimens to send to the Health Institute. We thought Brother Cornell appeared well. We thought of going to Watsonville to help Brother Canwright, who has quite an interest awakened there. About 16 have embraced the truth. There were so few came out to hear at first that those who now attend, a much larger company, did not have the benefit of his first lectures, and they urge him to go over the ground again. This he proposes to do if he can have help. Brother Cornell had to go to Napa, for all his things were there. He found need of help there. The ministers of the place inquired around and found out that Cornell was at Mendocino and Loughborough at Santa Rosa, and they thought the coast clear to commence an effort against the Sabbath question. This effort was to commence Sunday. We prayed over the matter here at Santa Rosa for the Lord to direct whether Brother Cornell should go immediately to Watsonville or to Napa. If he went to Watsonville, he must travel upon the Sabbath. We felt clear to have him go Friday to Napa. He could get through before the Sabbath. He came into the Sabbath meeting, and not a soul knew he was in the place, except the family he tarried with overnight. The brethren were really troubled to know what they were going to do in regard to the opposition discourses that were to be preached, and no ministers to meet them, when, lo, Brother Cornell is in their midst and upon the ground, rested and ready to hear the discourses and to meet them.
Elders Loughborough and Van Horn have been holding meetings at Napa, St. Helena, and Woodland. They came to Santa Rosa last Monday. We all felt that Brother Loughborough should go to help Brother Canright and Cornell labor at Napa, and after the arrangements were all made and Brother Loughborough was to start next morning, the letter came from Brother Cornell in regard to the necessity of the case at Napa. The Lord's hand seems to be guiding his servants. We see a great work to be done, not only on this coast, but in every part of the gospel field. We never felt more courage and earnestness to do our part than now. We cry unto God for strength and health and wisdom to move in accordance with the will of God. Dear Clarence, God will use every one in his work who will consecrate himself to his service and will be ready to work in any place and do anything he gives him to do. We hope and pray that our children may be among the workers. Do not, my son, allow your influence in any degree to go with those who are inclined to be vain and seek to please themselves. I know that the young in Battle Creek are, many of them, in the broad road, and yet their names stand upon the church books. My son, be a wholehearted Christian. Be holy for God. Our hours of probation are but few, and they are exceedingly precious, to be used in forming character for heaven and securing the eternal reward, and in saving sinners. Oh, what a work, to be co-workers with Jesus Christ, to share his self-denial and sacrifice, to bear reproach for his dear name, and finally receive from him the well done, good and faithful servant. Matthew 25, verse 23. The reward is rich and abundant. We deserve it not, but nevertheless, if faithful, the promise of everlasting life is to us. Be of good courage. We miss you so very much. Perhaps you miss father and mother, but Jesus, precious Savior, will be your friend, your comforter, your burden bearer. In no case swerve from your duty. Keep the glory of God ever before you. Work and live for the better life. I hope Brother Brownsberger will not be discouraged, but will feel that God is his helper. Sister Hall is well as usual. The little girls are doing well. May is rather delicate. Much love to your teacher, Brother Brownsberger, and to you, my dear boy. Your mother. This has been written in great haste. Excuse the scribbling.